Good morning. It's 6:17 on the ticket. It's Monday morning with the Musers. It's January 26th, one of our coldest mornings in a very long time. Temperatures between 10 and 15 around North Texas. And we're all at home this morning because the roads are quite dangerous, quite icy all over the Metroplex. We have traffic updates for you three times an hour, and we will have coming up at 6:55 a discussion about the AFC Championship game. New England advances to the Super Bowl to take on Seattle. The Patriots beat the Broncos in Denver. So much to get to from that game, and we'll do that at 6:55. Right now, it's time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
One thing that I certainly have to observe right out of the gate is this weather. It's completely blanketed in the remote part of the Metroplex where I live. Blanketed with white snow as far as the eye can see. The trees straining under the weight of their icy blanket that they have.
It was really well written up until that point.
And as I drove around, because I had to make my way to the Muser's bunker to check on Bunker Tortoise, because I have her in a enclosed indoor area and I got a heater going in there.
That so tortoise I knew is so soft.
I know. I had to travel to, I check on her twice a day. So I've been having to get out and drive in this mess. And one thing that I've noticed is that there are so many people outside. I don't know what's going on, but everyone, of course, gets off work and they can't run errands. So all they do is walk around their neighborhoods.
Yeah.
I mean, these were multiple neighborhoods that I drove through.
I noticed that too.
Sidewalks are filled with people.
Yep.
Boy, I haven't seen a human in 3 days.
Yeah, because you live in that palatial gated community.
It's not gated. It's not palatial. It's
just their own personal ice.
I truly live out in the country. Not sure of this place you speak of.
It's called the city. Check into it. And so what is the... I'm trying to figure out why everyone is out and about. Now, these aren't just kids playing in the snow. You expect to see something like that because snow's unusual here, and so kids want to goof around in it. Even though it's not exactly snow, but they think it's fun. But what's with all these adults?
I have two answers. One, cabin fever.
Yeah.
And two, a lot of the people I've seen in my neighborhood, they're walking their dog. They got to get the dog out to doo-doo and tee-tee.
Yeah.
Boy, and that is a chore,
too. The people that I'm seeing, though, only, I would say, 2% of them have a dog with them. The rest are just people walking around. And I hear you, and I thought about that cabin fever thing, but then again, it doesn't make sense because this was a weekend, and those people probably would have been indoors already. So if it wasn't blanketed with snow outside, they'd be inside watching TV and YouTube and stuff.
Yeah, but they'd also be running errands or going to a friend's house or going to a restaurant or a bar or the mall or something like that.
Yeah, you try to take account for that, and then there's also the fact that I'm noticing them, right? Whereas they may be visually deleted from my observing eyes if it was a regular weather day. But since it's so cold, I'm noticing every single person that's out there.
Yeah, I think the difference is that you are actually outside and witnessing that people are walking around.
I'm
normally
often
you're watching
outside.
YouTube or...
No, I want that on my t-shirt. I'm often outside. Okay, you want an NFL conspiracy?
Sure.
Have you followed the graphic that was released back in September from the NFL? The NFL's official logo for the big game, since we're not allowed to use the term Super Bowl.
Who says that?
Man, I don't know. Yes. I think it's Kat. Kat's coming down hard on us, man.
I think that applies to... No, stop it. I think that applies to commercials. You have to be careful, but...
I know. I'm kidding. Yes, we can use Super Bowl. They released the official logo for the Super Bowl, and they also had the official league-created graphic that they created way back when. In September, they released this on September 4th. And it was a graphic with notable players from all 32 teams on all their league's official platforms. And it had the caption, 32 teams with February dreams. We're so back, it said. Well, the players that are standing closest to the Lombardi Trophy. So you see like this trail of players that are walking towards the Lombardi Trophy and then back behind the trophy is that whatever that stadium is they're going to be playing in. What's it called? Levi's Stadium?
Levi's. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the two players standing closest to the Lombardi Trophy, Sam Darnold and Drake May.
Really? And this was preseason?
This was in September. September 4th.
Yeah. Got to put two players closest to it. I think that's just a strange coincidence,
isn't it? Very strange.
I want to see a picture.
People are calling this the NFL's leaked script moment.
Oh boy. And is not a AI picture that was generated and said, hey, this is August.
So are you sure about that? Reported about in professional news organizations, so it's pretty official.
Well, I mean, that's an incredible coincidence. The chance that the NFL scripted that is flat 0%.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is not wrestling. This is not, we're not watching YouTube and cartoons here. This is real competition. And take off your tinfoil hat and go back and watch some more YouTube videos. And
you've never seen
TikTok.
Some questionable calls that seems like refs are trying to nudge the outcome of games that are trying to get us to where we can make good on the graphic we released on September 4th? I think it makes some sense.
Yeah, I've never seen questionable calls in a football game before. You're right. This is the first year they started that.
Okay. You keep saying that, but all I'm saying is that the NFL released the information back in September.
Okay.
That is the case. That is weird. I'll give you that. It's weird.
I'm looking at it. It is weird, but the way it's presented, May and Darnold are the smallest figures. They're the furthest away. Like Barkley, Burrow, Mahomes, Watt, Purdy are the large ones. So I think this is being misread or misinterpreted. The NFL portrays this as the most likely to get to the Super Bowl is Saquon Barkley, followed by Purdy, Burrow, Mahomes, and Watt.
Okay,
and then
where
got
are all
May.
Those players moving towards?
Yeah, they're moving towards the trophy and the stadium.
Right. So you're seeing the people who are going to get closest to it are the farthest away from the POV.
That's one way to read it, but as whoever put this together, NFL PR department, whoever, they put the least likely the closest because they're the smallest. And if you look at the names, Allen, Jackson, you know, those guys are the larger figures, meaning they're the most likely.
Right. They are they're the farthest away from the Lombardi Trophy. Which,
yes, if you read it that way, yes.
Which means that they were, you know, a lot of those teams were probably knocked out of contention for the Super Bowl in the first couple weeks of the season. So that's the way I read it.
Okay.
I'm just saying it's weird.
Well, Darnold
is... it's interesting.
He's no closer. Darnold and May are no closer than Mayfield. And who else is that? Jordan Love is up there.
Everybody loves him.
I mean, they're... It's not like they're the two closest. There are 9 guys on that front row closest. So it's not like they predicted just those two.
Yeah, but those two had their hearts closest to the Lombardi Trophy.
Okay, I'm not going to win this.
Okay. All right. And then, you know, the whole reason that I'm able to be kept alive during this snowmageddon that we're going through right now is because I have way too many feral cats that live inside my home.
How many?
Six.
Oh, gosh.
I got six cats. But they're real cute. I don't know if you saw the story of Filu the cat, who disappeared August of 2025. His human parents, Patrick and Evelyn, were vacationing in Spain in an RV, and this cat jumps out a window near this rest area in Spain, and they can't find it. They search everywhere for it. They look all around the local animal shelters. They filed a police report, posted missing cat notices all over the neighborhoods around there. Could not find it. Checked every picture of a stray cat on Facebook groups. Couldn't find their cat. They had to eventually go back home. Well, a few weeks ago, January 9th, 500 meters from their home, they spot their beloved Filu the cat, who had traveled 250 kilometers.
Wow.
Somehow found his way back home in 5 months.
Wow.
What is it with animal radar that's...
I don't know.
Like that. That's crazy.
They have a homing device built in. That, to me, is just... I think it's... You know, and we experienced this when I was a kid in a very traumatic way. When my mother, who did not like cats, she... And we moved into this home that came with its own outdoor cat. You ever moved into a house like that?
Just all of a sudden, like, there was a, or it came with a cat.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, the previous owners had an outdoor cat. And maybe this is just back when, you know, this is like the 80s when I guess animals weren't as part of the family. I don't know. Or maybe it's just more
I think it's like that out in the country.
Rural thing,
sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, hey, you know, there's a cat out there. His name is, I forget what his name was. What was that cat's name? What, Mikey? Something like that. But anyway, there's Mikey out there. He comes with a house. Yeah. Just throw some food down every once in a while. He'll be fine. I'm like, okay. Well, my mom didn't like cats, so she was going to get rid of Mikey. So she stuffed him in the back of our Oldsmobile and drove way out in the country and dumped this cat.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I think she drove like 50 miles away or something crazy. It's just so mean. I don't really remember this network of shelters like we have now. Like now there's just all these rescue shelters and just everybody's adopting out. And if you ever tried to adopt an animal from a shelter, you have to go through a process that's like more severe than adopting a child. They're doing all kinds of screening on you. And anyway, but this cat showed up a week later. Mikey was back looking for his food. Wondering why this woman wronged him. He had to be so confused.
Your problem,
you guys think
lady?
Humans could do that? Like if we were in a wilder, more feral situation where we were just dumped in a strange place, 100 miles from home, could we figure it out without devices?
No way.
I don't think so.
There's no way. Now,
when
are
I was
you taking
a fraternity? We got relocated one night, and we had no idea where we were.
I think
so. We don't have an internal homing device.
Hey, I'll tell you this: I think that most teenagers now, if you dump them two blocks over, they couldn't find their way back home.
I think you're right.
I mean, it's gotten worse over the years because people depend so much on their devices. And this has been going on, obviously, for generations, because I remember we always used to tease my sister about it. Like, she could not tell you how to get, like, a drive we would make every day. She probably couldn't have told you how to get to our school, even though she was in the car when my parents took us to school every single day.
Right.
She just didn't pay any attention to what was happening.
Yeah, that's always amazed me, mainly because I've always been a map guy, a directions guy. I'm very observant. I still like to try to figure it out on my own as opposed to using, you know, Waze or something like that. And didn't we have that study a couple of years ago that part of a person's brain, it's starting to rot away around the world because we're all just plugging our directions into Google and following?
Yes. Yeah. And I'm also thinking that our memory is just not what it once was either, because we just rely on the fact that we know that, my phone has the history.
Yep.
So that's why if you ask any one of us three when something happened, it's either, it's about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for something that either happened a year ago or 20 years ago. It happened about 5 years ago.
I'm getting really mad about that.
I am too.
Well, congratulations to Filu, who successfully made it all the way home and was found 500 meters from the home where he lived and found by a neighbor who took him to a vet, and he had the microchip, and that's where they discovered where he actually belonged.
No, I thought you were going to say they took him to a vet and the vet put him down.
Oh my gosh, dude, no. Why aren't we microchipped? We need to get microchipped. Oh, yes. Didn't Fauci do that to us? I think Fauci did.
Yeah.
Bill Gates or Fauci, one of them.
You know, that's the microphone stand I'm using right now, the one that says Fauci's butt boys on it, because it's from the pandemic. You remember we put it in on display in the Ticket Museum at Ticket Stock. The mic stand that says Fauci's butt boys. And that's what I'm using today. So I'm microchipped, just like Filu.